folks, we are enjoying the wines of Goldeneye, and this is Duckhorn. It's a project up here in Anderson Valley, and I have followed this through the years. It is a relatively new project, but it is a project that has taken leaps and bounds forward here. Michael Fay is sitting here with me, and we're very excited to have this wine in front of us. Now, this is all the way to the coast and brings in yet another nuance to the Pinot Noirs here.
Yeah, this is the Narrows Vineyard. This is a 2010 wine. The Narrows is in what we call the deep end of the valley here in Anderson Valley. It's as close to the coast as we get and still be inside of our appellation. It's basically growing Pinot Noir on the edge of where it can be grown. But when you do that, you get some really unique characteristics in these wines. And this wine, to me, is so reminiscent of its location. It's in the middle of a sustainably farmed redwood forest. It's got some mountain terrain. It's on this compressed sandstone, which was probably ocean floor at some point. And so it's a really unique soil. But this wine brings all the characters that you would expect from a forest vineyard. It's wild. It's kind of primitive. There's a lot of mushroom, a lot of foresty characters. And so what I like about the Narrows Vineyard is it brings just wild character. And that's something that makes a really, really interesting standalone wine and an awesome component for the Goldeneye Anderson Valley and our 10 degree. Yeah, you know, the Narrows Vineyard is right on that extreme where you're going right into the redwoods, right near the coast. You've got cold air funneling right through the Navarro River, through the Highway 128. We're getting foggy, cold all the time, but the vineyard itself is just majestic. It's like I mentioned before, it's a redwood forest. It's sustainably farmed. So is the vineyard. All of our vineyards are for Goldeneye. I mean, I don't know what other way to say it. It's just a wild, just amazing place.
Well, folks, we're going to be wild and crazy guys ourselves here, and we're going to have Steve Martin join us if we can. This is going to be the wine of the day, and I'm very fascinated by tasting each of these, and Michael is already into the food. With that note, we will enjoy some great food and wine here on Have Wine, We'll Travel.